As we just heard, the specter of an all-out sectarian civil war has many Iraqis worried. Fareed Sabri is with the Iraqi Islamic Party. Most of its support comes from the Sunni population. Sabri, who's based in London, says many Iraqi Sunnis fear the government in Baghdad and its security forces, both of which draw most of their members from the country's Shia majority.
The fear is from the government now, because on the ground they don't see the fear from ISIS. And this is really an irony when people see ISIS less harmful than the government. I mean, let us think about it. Look what kind of failure this government has done in Iraq.
Right. Well, let's get to the government in a second. But, I mean, we've heard about alleged executions of 1,700 Iraqi army personnel. I mean, doesn't that scare people, even Sunnis?
Yes, I mean, it scares people, but many people would say, like, those people have been committed human rights crimes and crimes against the population. People are apprehensive now. They are fearful. Until now, ISIS hasn't turned into against the population because they are anticipating an attack from the government. So the situation is very fluid, and people are on all sides are in fear and of the danger that they don't know really what's happening in the future.
We've heard about some Iraqis welcoming ISIS fighters in places like Mosul. Is the dissatisfaction among Sunnis in Iraq with the Maliki government so bad that you could imagine Sunnis actually supporting ISIS?
Well, I mean, nobody supports ISIS because people knows ISIS that it's a murderous organization. But, I mean, what you're saying is true. People equate ISIS with the government. They see that the government in the past 10 years has committed one of the most heinous crimes against the population in Mosul, Tikrit, and other parts of Iraq.
What about you, Fareed Sabri? You're from Iraq. You're also Sunni. How are you feeling about what many are saying is a situation that will lead to civil war?
Yes, I mean, hearing the Prime Minister yesterday, Nouri al-Maliki, hearing what he said in his speech, he was talking about treachery of political parties. He's talking about eradicating areas of terrorism. I mean, what he means is he's been using the army against the Iraqi people for the past 10 years. And this is what people are most fearful of using the army against cities. And, for example, now in the Anbar province, places and villages and small towns has been obliterated by bombardment by the Iraqi army. So the human rights abuses by the Iraqi army and by Nour al-Maliki, it's such a grade that people sometimes they find solace with terrorism rather than the Iraqi security forces.
Well, if Sunnis are so angered with Maliki, are they offering also some solution? Do you have an idea of some solution that'll fix the sectarianism they see at the heart of the Maliki government and also avoid a civil war?
I think the American government and the European government should really reach out to people on the ground, groups on the ground who are holding the ground in Iraq. Not ISIS, of course, but there is like tribal leaders. There are some other groups, fighting groups who are on the ground who have got a lot of grievances with ISIS itself. There is a kind of truce between ISIS and other groups on the ground, but this will not continue. So I think the best thing to do for the American government is to reach out, to make a channel with those people in order to incorporate them in a way in the political process. I'm telling the United States, don't commit the same mistake of the 2003. 2003, you didn't talk to the people on the ground to see what will happen. Now, this mistake will be committed again because we will see that you will help, in fact, a dictator in the guise of democratic leader. And this is the problem in Iraq when you have population at least 40% has been sidelined for past 10 years.
So if the White House were to speak to people on the ground today, what would they hear? What would the people in Iraq say to the White House?
One of the main reasons why six divisions fled in front of 1,800 to 2,000 people, because they knew if they are caught by the population, they will be punished. I think people are very angry. So what I'm saying is the solution is not to help such a dictator in a guise of democracy, because democracy is not just the ballot box.
Fareed Sabri, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr.